Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You want to keep listening to the show for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Matt Rife's Stay Golden World Tour when it comes to Capital One Arena Sunday, March 1st. We'll give those away. Before the show is done, scheduled to join us shortly is Von Miller from your Washington Commanders. So hopefully he will call us soon. Maybe he's experiencing some of the same jet lag that John Keim is dealing with coming back from Madrid.
Hey, this
trying to get his body clock right.
Hey, if we get him on, for some reason this popped into my head, and we can do a pre-bet. You know, okay. Sometimes we'll bet on athletes.
Yeah.
What do you think Von Miller's go-to McDonald's meal is? All right, now Cakes, your go-to meal
is... He's
going
to tell you he's like a health conscious.
No, but
man.
If he has a go-to... Everybody's got a go-to McDonald's meal.
I'm going to guess...
Cakes is the happy meal. Mine's a quarter pounder with cheese meal.
Now, I'm going to guess, because he's so discerning with his chicken, that he wouldn't go with like a chicken McNuggets. Like, that's not going to be his go-to. So that's a good question.
Oh, no. Mine, I'm going to predict he's going to go Big Mac side of nuggets.
That's a great call.
With fries.
I would have no idea.
What's your go-to McDonald's meal? You don't have a go-to McDonald's meal?
I like them so much. I have quite a few. I like Filet-O-Fish, and I get the two cheeseburgers.
I've got it. He's going to be a McDoubles guy. He'll get like two McDoubles, fries, and a drink. Got
to be something big.
That's going to be my go-to. All right, let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products. In the DMV, we welcome in Von Miller from your Washington Commanders. Good morning, Von. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, so, man. Von, before we start talking football, we just got into the side conversation about go-to McDonald's meals. Cakes is like a Happy Meal guy, and he does some weird bit. What is your go-to McDonald's meal?
You know me, I'm a pasture-raised chicken guy.
Well, I know that, but if you go to Mickey D's...
If you did a drive-thru, I mean, do you ever hit drive-thrus?
Man, I haven't went to McDonald's in, I don't know, years.
His body tells you. He's got to take care of his body,
that.
Man.
I nailed that. I knew it.
Okay, take us back to when you were in College Station.
When you were still Busto.
You know that, I forgot whenever it was like a Super Size Me documentary.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Out.
Yes.
And that, I think that came out when I was in high school.
Yeah. Okay. That turned you off?
That kind of did it for me.
I'm scared. You turned out the guy was making it all up.
Yeah, it turned out the guy was a big liar.
He's also dead now, which kind of stinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't true? It wasn't true?
He exaggerated a lot of the stuff. Yeah. It turned out to be a big debacle.
Okay, well, it worked on me.
Right.
I haven't had McDonald's in years. You know, I'm a Green and Pastures chicken guy, though.
Right. All right, so let's I want to talk about the coming back from that game, disappointing loss, obviously. What's been sort of the mood of the guys? You get another sack. By the way, I'm betting you're going to lead the team in sacks, even though you're going to play on average probably a third of the snaps.
I mean, that's That's cool, I guess. You know, I'm a 3-point shooter. So
yeah.
Whenever I get in there, I gotta shoot the three.
Right. You're gonna do that. I know that. I'm convinced of it. But what was the sort of the mood of the guys? Because it's gone. I could tell from the coach, at least from this is my perspective. Who knows? He's probably kicking doors and screaming and everything. But it looks like he went from being super pissed off to almost a little resignation in the last week or two. Just just the frustration. You can only be so pissed off for so long. What's been the mood of the guys?
Man, that's something that I never had to question. You know, with the guys. You know, everybody show up each and every day trying to do their best. That we want to win. You know, the outcome of the game hasn't been going our way, but, you know, you don't have to question the guys in the locker room or the coaching staff for sure. You know, they prepare us. They have us ready to go mentally, physically, emotionally. The players in there, we do everything we can to go out there and win. It's just not going our way. In Madrid last week, we had an amazing week. And, you know, sometimes weeks like that can do wonders for teams. And I think it did. Even though we didn't get the win, like, we were able to bond and you get to know each other a little bit more. I think everybody's a little bit closer after that week.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to Real Madrid's practice facility and play at Santiago Bernabeu Stadium, iconic stadium around the world. You know, everything was great. Even in the game we played, we had some great defensive stops.
Right.
Had some great defensive individual efforts. You know, Javon Kinlaw, you know, he had an amazing game. Sometimes, you know, those guys on the inside don't get highlighted.
Right.
But Javon Kinlaw, Eddie Goldman, those guys had amazing games. Defense had some amazing stops. You know, I was able to scratch out and get a sack. I don't remember the last time I ran that fast. But, you know, I was able to get a sack and, you know, just the outcome of the game just didn't go our way. But everything up until then was perfect for sure.
Yvonne, we saw the Bobby Wagner quotes about him basically saying, look, I don't really care about sightseeing in the city. We're going there to try to win a football game. But it sounds like your perspective is more like there was a lot of camaraderie, team building, bonding on the trip. Like, were you able to take in some of the sights in Madrid, or was it basically like you're saying, like training at the Real Madrid facility, team building type of stuff? It sounds like you were able to enjoy the trip.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see not one sight either. I didn't see not one sight, but I did, hang out with my teammates. You know, we went to, you know, a couple of restaurants, and that was just about it. I mean, I didn't, you know, have time to sightsee. I don't even know what sights to go see out there. But the sight for me to see was, you know, I want to say I'm a huge fan of La Liga and the European League or Premier League. But I mean, I know those guys. It's hard to not know who, you know, Ronaldo is or David Beckham or all these iconic guys that have played for Real Madrid. So that was the sight for me to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to witness their facilities and to play in, you know, Santiago Bernabeu Stadium.
All right, so the narrative last week heading into the game was, well, Dan Quinn's taken over as defensive coordinator. The week before that, it was Joe Witt is moving from the booth down to the field. What has been the difference in coaching, if any? Did you guys feel it? Did you feel a difference? Because people are saying, well, you played better against the Dolphins. Maybe that's because Dan Quinn's calling the plays.
I'm not trying to, you know, come off as negative or anything like that, but I feel like it was the exact same for me.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I didn't really, with Coach Witt being upstairs, I didn't, you know, see a difference. Him being downstairs, you know, to see a difference. Coach DQ calling the plays, I mean, whatever the call that they give me, I'm trying my best to go out there and do it. I'm not focused on who's calling the plays or what position they had on the football field. Like, I'm trying to go out there and do my job to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my focus has always been. It's always been from an internal standpoint. What am I doing to contribute to wins or contribute to these losses? Like, I'm not looking out to see, like, maybe this guy should do this better or maybe it always comes internally for me. And I think of our whole team is like that. So I think that's where that came from DQ. You know, maybe he was like, what can I do to you know, help this team win? Maybe it's coming from an internal standpoint for him. But for me, it's always been, what can I do to make the team better? And on that sack that I got, You know, I watched it probably 100 times. If I would have came over with my left a little bit, you know, harder and kind of tomahawked, because Tua's left-handed,
mm-hmm.
and kind of, because Tua didn't see me coming at all. If I was able to just knock that ball out, I had Frankie Louvu running. You know, he was telling me, and maybe, you know, they don't get the chance to get that punt off, you know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe we get the ball right there on that 30-yard line, and that, so I'm always looking at ways that I could contribute more, what I can do. It always comes from an introspective or internal perspective for me.
I have two questions that kind of pop into my mind regarding all that. First of all, when you go to the sideline, right, like, but let's say the offense has the ball, are you one of those guys that's like in the iPad looking at what you just saw, or are you just talking to your players and your coaches, or just going through it in your mind? What is your process, let's say, when the offense is on the field?
Well, you know, I've been playing football a long time, and this is what I love. This is what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I love football. I love every aspect of football.
Right.
From, you know, the weight room guys to the training room guys. Like, when the offense is out there, I'm watching the offense. But when I get the iPad too, that's the first thing that I do. I look at all the plays that I had, and then I do a little bit of everything. Like, I talk to all the guys. If it's something that I did wrong, you know, I talk to the guys about what I did. If it's something that
mm-hmm.
a mistake that was made by somebody else, you know, I know for a fact that they're trying to win the game. So I never go over to guys and be like, "Hey, we got to do this to do that." Like, I know for a fact that they're trying to
right.
do the right thing. I just try to go from a mental standpoint. Like, hey, what happened? Like, what were we thinking on this play? And I talked to my teammates and my guys that was on defense the previous series. Then I'm watching the offense too. Like, I'm a fan of these guys. Like, we got Marcus Mariota out there. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of Marcus, and I'm a fan of Josh Connerly and,
mm-hmm.
and Laremy Tunsil and all of these guys. So I see it from a defensive perspective. So I'm watching the offensive line. I'm watching the pass rushers out there. You know, Chop Robinson and Bradley Chubb, those are my guys too. So I'm watching those guys rush, and
mm-hmm.
yeah. So I'm watching the game, and I'm on the iPad. I'm doing a little bit of everything.
Are you such a guy? I know you said on your pod that, you know, you've already kind of decided that, you know, you want to play next year and hopefully here, but, you know, you definitely feel like you can do this another year. Are you a guy that will eventually settle into coaching because you love the game so much?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, I mean, you know, these guys are crazy, man.
The hours.
You know, these guys are crazy, man. They don't listen either, man. I could be telling the guy the same thing the whole season. He don't do it. And, you know, that'll probably get, you know, us both fired. But he's going to be before me, though. He's going to be before me, though. I'm a front office guy. I feel like... you know, team infrastructure is my thing. Player evaluation is my thing. I think, you know, all football players that have been playing, you know, this long have some type of talent evaluator in them. We've been playing football for so long. But for me, it's been something that I've been paying attention to and trying to posture, you know, myself into some role in the front office. You know, obviously I'm not going to just jump right into being a GM, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to jump right into being a contract guy either. You know, so it's got to be a unique spot for me to be in the front office and just kind of work my way through it to, you know, a place where I could, you know, make some great decisions, get some high quality guys into the organization.
Talking to Von Miller from the Washington Commanders, he's got 5 sacks on the season. Just going around the NFL with you, because you love watching the league. Have you ever been spat on, and what would you do? Jamar Chase, of course, suspended for spitting on Jalen Ramsey.
How many games did he get suspended?
One
game?
Yeah.
Do you think that's light? That's kind of light for spitting on a guy, I think.
I mean, you know, if you look at it, like, spitting is kind of like throwing a punch, I would say. Like, I think the NFL looks at it like that. But I've never seen so many guys spit on people like this. This is ridiculous. 2025 is ridiculous. I've never seen so many people spit at somebody or get spit on.
Right.
And, you know, it's crazy. And I, you know, if you think about it, that's probably the most, when you get into it with somebody on the football field, that's probably the most disrespectful thing that you can do to that guy. You know, he's got a helmet on, and I don't think, you know.
What if he said something about his wife?
I don't think your mama jokes or a wife jokes really hit that hard, you know. And if you throw a punch, you're hitting a face mask. You know? So I think, you know, guys, when they get in that mode, like, they just, you know, I don't even talk to guys out there. So I never get into that space. So I'm just, this is just speculation for me. I really don't know where that comes from. But maybe it is the most disrespectful thing that you can do. And I guess when they get into it with guys and they get agitated with the other person, like, they think about, you know, being as disrespectful as they possibly can.
At this stage in your career, do guys poke at you and try to get you to lose your composure? Or does that typically not happen at this stage in your career?
Never in my career, my 15-year career, have I had any type of... It was one tight end from Indy that I, like, ended the game, and he was, like, pushing me a little bit extra.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, stopped, and, like, we was face-to-face, and I was telling him, like, hey, man. Like, I forgot what I was telling him. But Aqib Talib came over my shoulder and, like, poked him in the eye. Like, that was the
that
only...
That sounds like an Aqib Talib move.
Aqib Talib came over my shoulder and, like, poked him in the eye and was, like, back up, you don't know. Don't talk to Von like that. I forgot whatever the dialogue
was. Who was it? Dallas Clark? Who was it?
No, that was, I forgot who the tight end was. Number 83 for, he works for NFLPA now, but, you know, he's a great dude.
Is he wearing an eye patch? Is his eye okay?
No, actually, you know, Aqib really didn't try to poke him in the eye. He was trying to, like, poke him in the middle of the forehead. You know how guys, like, but
that's pretty disrespectful too. Now spitting is the one seed, but, like, poking somebody with your index finger,
chest or shoulder
is pretty disrespectful too.
I had a pacifier mouthpiece in, and I'm not a big target, and I think guys kind of, like, feel that aura, that energy from me. Like, I'm already trying to, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm already trying to get as many sacks as possible. I don't think they try to motivate me out there.
Right.
I wanted to ask you, so Josh Allen had your former teammate Josh Allen had a 6-touchdown game this week, 3 passing touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns. I think he tied the NFL record with 75 rushing touchdowns as a quarterback. I'm guessing you're not surprised at all by this.
No, definitely not surprised at all. You know, like, I always pay attention to, like, to the Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos and the Los Angeles Rams, and, you know, all 3 of those teams are doing well, and, you know, I got love for all three of those organizations. They showed me love and changed my football trajectory, all 3 of those organizations. So I definitely pay attention to those guys. Definitely pay attention to Josh. And I still, you know, talk to, you know, Brandon Bean, you know, shoot him a message here and there, and talk to Josh and send him a message here and there. So definitely not surprised. And I would say, you know, Josh definitely isn't satisfied with that. I know he would look at that film and say he should have had 7 or 8 touchdowns. So, you know,
well, he did throw an awful interception. He did throw an awful interception where he tried, like, a 2-handed like, shovel pass for 10 yards that got picked off.
Yeah, so I'm sure, you know, he'll look at that film and say it was things that he could have did better. But 6 touchdowns is amazing. They got a squad over there. James Cook is having an amazing year, too. Defense is having an amazing year. Bills Mafia, you know, shout out to Bills Mafia.
Hey, Vaughn, enjoy the bye week and get rested up, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, guys. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Vaughn Miller from your Washington Commanders. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Matt Rife's comedy tour when it comes to Capital One Arena next spring. So keep listening for your chance to win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.